Blog Talk Radio.
We were talking to the commissioner the other day. And he said, "How you doing, sir?
How you doing?
What can
sir?
I do for you?
What can I do for you?"
And I told him I need you to bring back something.
Football back. Football back. We in the crowd screaming out, "Football back." It's kickoff time. We in love with the money. These chickens shaking they pom-poms. That leaders, my honeys, we yelling football back. Football back. We in the crowd screaming out, "Football back." It's kickoff time. We in love with the money. These chickens all on their sidelines. That leaders, my honeys, we yelling football back. New salary cap. And now I'm trying to put the whole NFL on my back. I'm with Grammatica. See how my dogs kick it. I take it to the crib. We sliding off the Mike Vickies. I'm with them Pouncy twins. We keep it live, man. And these girls all on my balls like a lineman. I tried to Kurt warn them and they ain't listen or pay attention. Or did I mention he love my wood? Now she on the bench. She try to come by that far, but girl, you tripping, huh? We up in Minnesota. Don't try to persecute me. Using floozy white chicks on the sideline. I call her Susie. So now they out here asking Tiki who my barber is. And don't be mad when I San Diego charge you chick. I keep them high, we be Kansas City keepin'. I'm just sliding on that safety right before I give a defense. Oakland Raider and I'm 49er. I'm on the red skin on the goal line. Just watch me break a line and football back. Football back. We in the crowd screaming out football back. It's kickoff time. We in love with the money. These chickens shaking they pom-poms. Tell leaders, my honeys, we yelling football back. Football back. We in the crowd screaming out football back. It's kickoff time. We in love with the money. These chickens all on their sidelines. Tell leaders, my honeys.
Goodell said it best. Football is back. I'm in my Jones Drew jersey and my new Jaguars hat. Tailgating already, drinking a brewski, no teddy. Get super dome like a saint until they drop the confetti. Money's the issue, but now we placing our bets. Solve the currency problem, so now we watching the Jets. Owner's pocket so fat, I'm just calling them Rex. Ryan, I ain't lying, hope you catch it like Wes. Watch the Sunday Ticket, my girl begging to kick it. She just called me Goskowski, she knows that I'm finna stick it. Get that Danny Wood head, I'm just so patriotic. Threw her game like I'm Brady, and you know that she just caught it. Man, the lockout was whack, but now the NFL back. I'm bout my cheese like the pack, now roger that. I said the lockout was whack, but now we back, you know. And if you ain't excited, go pull a Plaxico.
Football back, football back. We in the crowd screaming out football back. It's kickoff time. We in love with the money. We shaking, shaking they pom-poms. That leaders, my honeys, we yelling football back. Football back. We in the crowd screaming out football back. It's kickoff time. We in love with the money. These chickens all on their sidelines. That leaders, my honeys.
Soul Kitchen Radio, what's happening? Football back. Soul Kitchen Radio is back. Fantasy football week 4 right here. Check it out.
All aboard!
Come on.
You are now tuned in to the Soul Kitchen Radio Sports Show.
You play to win the game.
You have something to say, call right now. 714-694-4150.
Soul Kitchen Radio. Soul Kitchen Radio.
I like it here.
Soul Kitchen Radio, what's up? It's Fantasy Football Week 4. We have Brian live in Arizona today for the Arizona Cardinals, Miami Dolphins game. I'm sure we're gonna have to put him on pause a bunch of times because he doesn't know how to just focus on his radio show. He's gonna have a lot of back talk behind him. This is my way of telling him, don't be talking to other people while you're on the show, or else you will be on pause.
It's
already happening. Lou, what's up, Lou?
What's going on, baby man? Sound like Brian's at an old lady convention.
Oh, wow. Who would you talk smack? Sit up at an old lady convention on the way to the game.
Tailgating.
So did you hear anything I said at the beginning, Brian?
What?
Did you hear anything I said at the beginning?
Yeah, I did. I did. I
all
put
right,
my phone on mute.
Yeah,
I put my phone
on
mute.
Yeah, you're on the radio show. Don't be talking to nobody else. Talk to us. Unless you're talking to Miami Dolphin fans. What do you hear from the Miami Dolphin fans
they
out there?
They are. I got Miami Dolphin fans in the car. We're getting ready to go.
There it is. Also,
yay!
Teddy's on the line. What's up, Teddy?
Yo, what's up?
Are you ready for an ass whooping by my wife today?
What? Oh, no, man. I'm kicking everyone's ass today.
She's going to get them two C notes over you, over them cow fins. That's the way it's going to go this weekend.
Okay. My hot pick, Kellen Winslow, is already done. He's going to lead me to glory.
We've got a great week for us. I just want everybody to know this is the beginning of bye weeks. And what does bye weeks mean in fantasy football? This is what bye weeks mean in fantasy football to me. Week one, week two, week three. Everybody's playing. In week four, you're going to find out who in your league is not playing. Who in your league is just not even paying attention. They don't really care about fantasy football. You tell that by who's playing Ben Roethlisberger today in their league. If Ben Roethlisberger today, you can start finding a replacement for them because they're probably not going to they're probably not even going to know that there's four teams on bye next week, which is probably a big majority of everybody's team. You know, there's four teams on bye next week. So this is what the bye weeks mean to me. It means you start to weed out the people who don't really want to play fantasy football.
And right.
When you start weeding them people out. Last year, I think I got rid of three teams, and then I had some other people pick them up in the middle of the thing, and they all did pretty good. So, in our Soul Kitchen Radio Free League, if we find people that are not playing, are not participating, we will start kicking them out and bringing other people. So, if you're interested and you want to play, soulkitchenradio1@gmail.com, just say in the subject fantasy football, and I will put you on the lineup for. So you can take over a team if somebody starts not playing. We're playing for a jersey in that league. So there it is. You can't play the money because everybody already put money in. So there it goes.
Rick, baby, I'm ready for it. Hey, the bye week means so much. This is where we separate the men from the boys. You know, this is when you find out, you know, who's doing the homework, who's looking at the waiver wires, who's digging deep, you know. And I found out once before, in very deep leagues, 10, 12, 14, sometimes it's kind of smart to not even play a person if your league is just that deep. You know, I'd rather go on the line and sit a guy out versus put somebody in, you know, who's an idiot. Because I've seen guys in bye weeks put in third and fourth string guys and they come up with negative points. And that'd be the difference in their game. So with the bye weeks coming up now, man, everybody has to pay attention. Everybody has
good
to pay
tip,
attention.
Good tip, good tip.
Yeah, especially now, especially in a PPR leagues because every reception counts in a PPR league. And I think you're really starting to notice that in this ESPN league we're in, Lou, because the points are, like, going crazy. We're getting crazy points. And in your ESPN league last year, we didn't have those points.
Right. I'm really glad that you encouraged me to change to PPR because, I mean, this is totally different. I love it.
Right, right. You're just like, wow, what's going on? This is crazy.
You know what I love seeing? I love seeing people that they get, like, one quarterback and, like, one defense, and then once the bye week comes up, they don't have another quarterback and they don't have another defense, so they're just scrambling to get somebody. That's why I snuck in and I picked up Arizona defense early, so I got the two top defenses in my fantasy. I got Baltimore and Arizona, so I'm pretty excited for the bye week to come up because I can just.
You know, I mean, in the same thing with kickers. I mean, I this year I went to the end. I didn't even choose a kicker until the very end, and except in one of my leagues, I got Sebastian Janikowski, which was a great pickup for me. But the rest of my leagues, I kind of didn't even choose a kicker till the end, and in the majority of my leagues, I only have one kicker, so I'm going to have to see what I'm going to do, find somebody on the bench that's not doing nothing, replace them with a kicker for a week, and then go back to the waiver wire, pick somebody else up. Same thing with the defense. I'm rolling with Seattle defense all year long. I love Seattle defense, and that's like one of the number one defenses. The NFC West, and I said this last week, the NFC West is the toughest division in football right now. It's great.
Man,
so
that was a surprise.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely the surprise thing. So if you want to get in, 714-694-4150. We're taking sit start questions all hour leading up to the 10 o'clock kickoff. Brian is in route to the stadium right now, to Arizona Cardinals Stadium. To watch the Cardinals and the Dolphins. And you know, I admire him because we kind of lived through him. A lot of you don't get to go to away games a lot. You know, I still go off with one away game I went to. I'm like, yes, you know, and I know how great that was. But Brian, since I've known him, has been going to away games for the Miami Dolphins for the last 3 years. And so.
And Brian's a road warrior, man. So you can count. He's going to make
it. Somebody's got to talk some sense into him.
For somebody that don't have a job, how the hell does he get across the country to a damn game?
He finds sugar women.
Hey, Jimbo Dagan, 49ers, 1849ers. He's 1-2 in the Soul Kitchen Radio League. This week he is playing the Grim Reaper, which is our other buddy at work, Carl Wong. So good luck, Jimbo Dagan. He said he listened last week. He loved the show. He loved the way we're doing everything. And good luck to you, Jim. This week, call in 714-694-4150. For those people who are listening on soulkitchenradio.com, if you want to get in on Blog Talk, get into the chat room. It's blogtalkradio.com/soulkitchenradio. And then with that, we're going to get this thing started. Let's go.
Kitchen Radio, on Soul Kitchen Radio, on Soul Kitchen Radio.
I'm hoping RG3, something in me from watching a few games from him tells me that RG3 will get it done today.
On Soul Kitchen Radio. Kitchen Radio.
St. Louis wide receiver Danny Amendola. We're in a PPR league. He's going to be hitting Amendola every down he can.
Let the record show that Camacho stole Danny Amendola away from up under me in the fantasy football.
I'm looking at Peyton Hillis. I think he's gonna surprise a lot of people and have a big game against the Falcons.
On Soul Kitchen Radio.
I think he's gonna have a career game today. At least 100 yards, possibly 2 touchdowns. You know, it's gonna be a lot of maybe not much throwing. And I think he's gonna come out and probably give me like 15, 20 points. But I love this Doug Martin and the boys.
Okay, Katrina, I don't know who to get, so I just got a black month. And then my kicker, excuse me, like, I don't know who my kicker is again, but he's one of them Polish guys.
You are now tuned in to Soul Kitchen Radio Sports Show.
One more announcement before we get this party started. Next week, we will have one of the interim refs on our show. Which week that? Wait a minute, I think that's... Okay, that was Teddy. We will have one of the interim refs, if you want to say scab refs or whatever, but we're going to get his point of view. He's going to call in the show next week. I talked to him this week. They can't say nothing until Thursday. They have like a date before they can actually go into press and stuff. So So next Sunday we will have one of those guys on the show. His name is Eric Joe. And by the way, Lou, he is a square. So that's cool. We're gonna welcome him to the show. There it is.
You know, I heard Brian is in Arizona, and I guess he went to a Justin Bieber concert while he was there. And I'm watching this video of Justin Bieber. I guess he threw up on stage last night.
Wow.
You guys heard this. Yeah, so. And Brian got the throw up, so he's going to bring us all a souvenir.
There it is. All right. So let's go over last week. Man, last week I had the kids pick. Ernie and Rick, and then I had my mom pick. Now, Ernie went 2-5. My son Rick, he went 5-2. But my mom went 10-4 with her picks last week. I'm telling you, she did it. She went 10-4. She picked Houston. Let me see, Chicago, Buffalo. If Miami and New Orleans would have won in San Francisco. She damn near would have went undefeated in Philadelphia. So that's the game she lost. She lost Philadelphia, San Francisco, New Orleans, and Miami, which are pretty much upset games. You know, so
yeah, because who would have thought Michael Vick would have gone to Arizona and laid an egg?
You're right. But that's that NFC West again. Welcome, Brian Ocamacho. He's out there. Brian Stanford out there in the chat room again, and I hope he gets that terrible, terrible 4-6 I left for him. Okay, good luck, buddy. Let's talk about, you know, we're going to get early. I hope you guys got your waiver wire picks. We're going to get into the waiver flavor pretty early this week because, you know, that gives people time to go ahead and check out the waiver wire and see if they want to pick one of these guys up. So we're going to start waiver flavor. We're going to go across the country. We'll be right back.
I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. Somebody said you had it going
on. Soul Kitchen Radio.
I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. Hurry up and get a scoop before it's gone.
On Soul Kitchen Radio.
All right, so it's the waiver flavor time. Let's start in San Francisco with my man Misha. Misha, who do you got on the waiver wire that you think people could go and pick up?
On the waiver wire to go and try to pick up. Well, you know, it's unbelievable how many people, haven't picked up Arizona Cardinals defense yet.
Yeah.
When I picked it up, it showed up that it was only in 47% of the leagues, that they owned Arizona Cardinals defense. So that's definitely something. I mean, the numbers are definitely going up, but somebody could still squeak in there and pick up that amazing defense who's got the second most points in all fantasy.
There it is. Arizona defense, and you're right. Well, they're in the Yahoo, they're actually 84% owned. So
yeah, they keep going up and up. That's
the more they've had 51 points so far, 12 sacks though, and 2 interceptions. That's incredible by a defensive team. Go ahead. Let's move on over down to Florida, down to the south. Let's see what you got, Teddy. What's on your waiver flavor?
I was looking all over today, and I like Devery Henderson. I can't believe he's still out there. I thought someone would have picked him up by now. He's still out there. I think he could have a big game.
Devery Henderson. So let me check out some numbers on him real quick. Devery Henderson. He has, yeah, you're right. He's only 4% owned in the Yahoo leagues. Of course, this year he's had 5 receptions for 64 yards, which kind of talks about it, which is probably why he's still out there on the waiver flavor. Ryan Williams will be the number one pick of the week for Brian Stanford out there. So Ryan Williams, of course, the running back of the Arizona Cardinals. Let me see what he's at. Let me see what he got. Ryan Williams. Oh. All right. Let's move on to that. Let's go to Teddy. What's your waiver flavor?
I just said Stephen Henderson.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm going to piss some people off. They may not really like it. but at the beginning of the week, he was only owned in 1.3% of leagues. Now he's only gone up to 5.5% of leagues. Golden Tate. Golden Tate. Mr. Controversy. Mr. Shove a Defender in the Back and Steal the Game from the Green Bay Packers. Golden Tate has received many looks from Russell Wilson. He's basically the number one receiver on the team. Wilson was thrown the ball 21 times, and seven of those Wilson threw the ball 21 times. Seven of those went Tate's way, three more than any other player. Sidney Rice had one that was thrown his way. The other seven targets, it means 33% of the balls were thrown Golden Tate's way. I think with the Seattle offense, they're trying to get things going. Russell Wilson, he's a rookie, but he's getting things done. They're finding a way to win. Golden Tate is out there, guys. Go get him.
There it is. And with that, we'll go. We'll listen to this. Let me see.
It's a very difficult move to make, but simultaneous catch, and that's why, to me, I would not have ruled it a catch. I would have ruled it incomplete. But it is a hard call to make in real time, live.
All right, so Golden Tate with that crazy catch. Yeah, Golden Tate, he's definitely out there, and you're right. So my waiver flavor, this is what I'm going with. I'm gonna give you guys a chance in IDP. Those of you that are in an IDP league like us, which means individual defensive players, you're not playing a whole defense, I'm going to go with Russell Allen, linebacker of the Jacksonville Jaguars. He's had 23 solo tackles this year already, 2.5 sacks, 3 tackles for loss, and racked up a total of 35 points, which in 3 weeks is equal to almost 10 points a game, a little over 10 points a game. Russell Allen, linebacker of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and I pick him because I want somebody, if you want somebody on your defense, that you want somebody that's going to be consistent. And you can almost pick up anybody in the IDP league, anybody that's out there except for maybe the superstars, you know, Dominican Sue, stuff like that. They're going to already be chosen on the team. But you go out there, another one, Chris Clemens, Seattle defensive end. Now, everybody knows Seattle Seahawks. I'm on Seattle Seahawks' defense. I'm with them all year long. This guy has 6 solo tackles, but he has 5 sacks. I don't know if some of those sacks came from them 8-sack game they had against Green Bay, but he's racked up a total of 27.5 points for fantasy football owners. And by the way, Russell Allen is only 7% owned. Most of these guys you're going to see, Chris Clemens is 3% owned in the Yahoo leagues. So go out there, build your defense up, make them bigger, especially when we got bye weeks coming up. You don't want to miss these bye weeks and have defensive guys sitting out. There's no reason for that. You could switch them around all day. Brian Sanford says the sleeper of the week for this week, is Titus Young of the Detroit Lions. So that's the sleeper of his. That's the sleeper for him. Let's see what Titus Young has got us. Hold on.
I picked him up in my other league this week. That's a good call. I picked him up in my other ESPN league.
And there it is. Yeah, Titus Young. You know, because Detroit is kind of throwing it around. I'm just upset with Matt Stafford. I'm so upset with Matt Stafford. He's killing me. He's one of the guys that I'm just really sick of. I know he's gonna eventually bring it in, but I'm just so sick of him right now. So when we come back, we want to hear your call, 714-694-4150. Give us a call. It's Soul Kitchen Radio.
You are now tuned in to Soul Kitchen Radio Sports Show.
Really hard this year to put together an amazing team. I have studied the waiver wire. I know all the sleepers. I have done the bi-week plug-in. I have done it all, and all I want to do is watch the game and find out how my team does.
Welcome back to Fantasy Football on Soul Kitchen Radio.
On
one minute cooking up, some mix up, setting up like jumping out the window, open your shoes, gon' let out. First show got booed, second show crowd move, running so the kick in the front row, show the booze. And I ain't got a clue how it feels to be you. When I take my last breath, I ain't got no excuse, cause I rode this damn train to the motherfucking dirt. And I don't give a damn if your feelings get hurt. Sacrifice, you don't appreciate the work. That's why I'm hanging with these models. I understand it's just a burst. And I do it for all my dreamers, the kids from misdemeanors, the outcasts in the back of the class. You don't believe it, I was the same way. Went against the grain, and it's something like pleasure after a little bit of pain. Give me the rock, been performing all my life. My life won't stop until I get it right. Get it right.
Tune in to the Soul Kitchen Radio Sports Show.
You play to win the game. You play to win the game.
If you have something to say, call right now. 714-694-4150.
Soul Kitchen Radio. Soul Kitchen Radio.
You are listening to Fantasy Football on Soul Kitchen Radio.
On Soul Kitchen Radio. On Soul Kitchen Radio. On Soul Kitchen Radio.
All right, Soul Kitchen Radio. We are back. We're back. That was that rush, you know, because every Sunday you should get that adrenaline rush, and that's Kid Russ, Kid Russell from Chicago. That's my man right there. There you go. Okay, so let's go in. What we're going to do this week, we're going to talk about first the one guy that is just on your team and driving you nuts. Who is on your team and just you just so sick of this guy? You can't wait for him to finally perform. You have high expectations. Man, this is crazy. Let's go with Misha first. Let's start with Misha. Who's your number one guy? Who's that guy for you?
Well, you know, Rick, he was troubling me. He was the troubled student. But you know, this week he made me proud. So I had a parent / fantasy football teacher meeting with Mr. Bolden's parents. I said, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Bolden, Aquin hasn't been doing too good, but this week he really stood out. He was really great this week. I'm really proud of what Aquin did this week, but the previous few weeks he was really making everybody upset. But you know, for this week he doesn't get the punch. He's not getting grounded. He did well this week, but all the previous weeks. No, he was, a troubled student. But yeah, Aquin Bolden.
All right, I'm sure he finally got your text because he had a pretty good game on Thursday. Memphis Lou, who is driving you up the wall this year so far?
Dude, I don't know what it is. Maybe this guy thinks he's back in college. He's playing like his alma mater, the good old boys from Rocky Top, Tennessee. Jason Witten is playing like garbage. This guy has gone from a perennial Hall of Fame contender, the number one receiver, Mr. Clutch, Mr. Basic Witten, 10 yards turnaround and catch, to a nobody in 3 weeks in fantasy, two catches for 10 yards, four catches for 58, two for eight. That's unacceptable. I mean, he's gotten 21 targets in three games. You know, that's one less than the team leader, but his production is not there at all. 21 targets, and you only have eight catches for Basic Jason Witten? Come on, man. We can't have that in Dallas.
That's definitely one. Okay, let's go on to Teddy. Teddy, who's the one guy that's just burning you up?
Peyton Hillis. Garbage. Nothing for him.
The guy that you hear in our promo, Teddy is all over Peyton Hillis in the promo.
My dad told me I was stupid when I picked him because he's a Browns fan. He goes, he would sit out with toothaches. And he's not doing anything for him, man. Just a joke.
My whole thing about Peyton Hillis, I think he's got that Madden curse lingering in him. Like he hit the Madden curse, he got hurt, and then he never came back from it. So yeah, I agree with you, Peyton Hillis. So the one guy that's really bothering me, everybody, is my guy Wes Welker. Oh my God, what the hell is wrong with Wes Welker? When I picked him up, I thought, oh, yes, he's going to come to me. He's going to come to me. Draft. I got Wes Welker. Every week. He can't go wrong. Tom Brady's man, you know. Wes Welker. Wes Welker had three receptions for 14 yards in the first week. He went up to two receptions for 95 yards in the second week, eight receptions for 142. In the third week, so he's moving his way back up. But you know what I did? I traded him this week, and I picked up Jordy Nelson for him. So I'm going to go. So what do you got? What do you think about that? Jordy Nelson for Wes Welker. What about that trade?
Don't do that. That's a terrible trade. First of all, I'm going to say Wes Welker is going to have a pretty good game today. And I'm going to say that because, A, you know, he had a pretty good game last week. B, Julian Edelman, the guy that's constantly taking his reps, is not playing today. C, Gronkowski isn't 100%, so he's not going to get targeted as much. So I think today Wes Welker is going to have an exceptionally exceptional game. I think this is going to be his best game yet because he's going to get targeted more than usual today.
Think they're gonna have to go after him, huh?
Oh yeah. I would not. You'll really regret sitting Wes Welker out today.
Well, I already traded him. It's over. He's in my memory now. He's a memory.
Oh, no.
Luckily, the guy who got him, I've already played that guy, so I'm not gonna see Wes Welker against me anymore. So it doesn't matter.
All right. I just don't want to come back and haunt you.
Let's go out to Arizona. See what the hell's going on at the Arizona Miami game.
What's going on? Hey guys, I'm down here tailgating. It's just getting started. We're all out here. A lot of Dolphins fans. We'll take some pictures and send you. The stadium is absolutely gorgeous. We got an Arizona Cardinals guy right here. We got a Dolphins guy here. You're on Soul Kitchen Radio.
Go Fins! Go Cardinals!
So what's going on? How's the vibe out there, Brian?
Our team?
What's happening?
No, Reggie Bush is healthy. I start Reggie Bush.
All right.
I don't think that's a good pick.
Now, Lamar Miller or Daniel Thomas might be a good pick. You know, quarterback wise, Ryan Tannehill, guys.
I'd say Lamar Miller over Daniel Thomas. Did I lose him?
Hello?
No, you're here. We hear you.
Okay, guys. Who would you play fantasy football?
No.
Do you play fantasy football? Okay, guy, what's your name?
Terrell.
Terrell, we got Terrell here from Arizona. Is going to tell you guys who's going to be a shocker to start, who's going to win you your league today. Everybody listen right here from Terrell.
I'll tell you, 2 weeks in a row, you better pick the Cardinals defense.
24 points last week. I expect to see the same thing this week.
There it is.
Doc is out, but they've got plenty of backup on that line. Peterson's amazing. You got Washington in there and Schofield. They're gonna put a hurting on the Pens today.
I disagree. I say take the Dolphins' defense against the run. We're not giving up any rushing yards to anybody this year.
Did you hear that? Start the Arizona Cardinals defense today, even with Doc in out.
Wow, yeah, Arizona Cardinals defense is definitely going bad. All right, Brian, keep going out there. Brian, so let's include you on what we've had already. Are you there, Brian?
Yeah, I'm here. I got you the speaker, but go ahead.
Who is the one guy on your team that's just been upset, been driving the thorn through your foot, and you just want to just knock him out?
Who's what?
We had two of those balls there.
All right. Come
back. You have to pick up louder. Go ahead.
Brian, are you listening? Are you here?
I'm listening. Go ahead.
Who's the one guy on your team that's just been driving you crazy?
Oh, God. Oh, man. Julio Jones. You know, he's just he's not being consistent. Like, you know, he had 30 points in one game. Now he's giving me 15, 16. He messed up in the Denver game. He cost me. I mean, I got to say Julio Jones. I mean, you know, and I have no running back. I mean, in Lewis's league, I'm screwed. I'm starting Deshaun Choice. I mean, I traded Cedric Benson. I mean, I got good receivers, but I have no running back. And somebody wanted Ray Rice. They think I'm absolutely going to trade Ray Rice? I mean, guys, I'm not drinking anymore, so I don't think I'm going to get wasted one day and start trading my players.
Well, I got to say thank you for starting Deshaun Choice against me today. That's wonderful.
Hey, who are you starting? You're starting Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, Deshaun Choice might get some carries. Fred Jackson's, you know, could be questionable, could get hurt. I don't think Spiller is going to play a lot, so I think Deshaun can maybe give me a touchdown. That's all I'm looking for. You know, I'm going to need some players to step up. I got the Dolphins defense. And, you know, I'm going to run with it. I could possibly start Lamar Miller, but, you know, you don't know. You don't know what's going to happen.
Okay. Well, look, we got a question from the chat room. It's Ja El Bay, and he wants to know Dwayne Bowe against San Diego or Brandon Marshall on Monday night against them Cowboys. Who do we play?
Dallas' defense is pretty good. Dwayne Bowe is playing San Diego. San Diego's defense is pretty good. I'm going to go with Matt Castle to – I have no confidence in Jay Cutler. No confidence at all. I don't think they're finding chemistry together. I think Cutler is going to get benched, and I think the guy's a total fucking prick, and he's an arrogant guy. I think he's one of the best quarterbacks out there playing at Vandy. I'm going to go with Matt Castle. I think Matt Castle is Dwayne Bowe. I'm going to go with Dwayne Bowe.
All right, there you go.
I think Dwayne Bowe's going to at least have one touchdown.
What about you, Lou? What do you think about that one?
Man, I'm going to have to ride with Brian on that. I mean, it's that's just how it is, man.
That's just how it is. You don't like that, huh? Why do you sound so down about that, Lou?
Like grandmama said, it be that way sometimes.
Just to let you know, no, I'm not starting Kevin Smith today. It's a hoax. I didn't have nobody else, so I brought in Ramsey's Barden instead of Calvin Smith with Hakeem.
Who?
Instead of Kevin Smith with Hakeem out and you know, he had a pretty good week last week. I'm starting Ramsey's Barden over Kevin Smith. In fact, Kevin Smith is now in the waiver wire. If you guys want to pick him up in our ESPN league, go have at it.
There it is. I don't know. I think Barden's going to have a great game. You picked up Barden? Wow.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Miles Austin or Fitzpatrick. Wow, this guy has – so this guy has you can play two quarterbacks. This might be a two-quarterback league because he has a flex optional player. And he's asking Ryan Fitzpatrick or Miles Austin.
Wow.
That's weird.
Ryan Fitzpatrick or Miles Austin? I think Patrick's going to have a good game because.
Yeah. Oh, you go with the quarterback. If you could get a quarterback, Fitzpatrick is going to have about 30 points more than Miles Austin. That's like a no-brainer.
I'm starting Ryan Tannehill today, dude. I think he's going to dominate. Maybe he's going to have like 60 points today. That's what I need from him.
No,
Arizona's defense is good.
Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to have to put it in the air. They're playing against New England. Like you said, that's a no-brainer. Quarterback over wide receiver every day.
Yeah, I wish I could play two quarterbacks in my league.
That's weird.
that's a crazy one. All right, well, Jahel Bey, I hope that helps out. Hope that helps out, man. That's crazy. But anyway, shout out to Brian again, Brian out there, Brian Sanford. He's giving him all kinds of good advice in the chat room. If you want to get in the chat room, it's blogtalkradio.com/soulkitchenradio. Hey, one thing I want to tell you guys is you can go to soulkitchenradio.com. You can click on that FanDuel link, which is right there at the top of the page.
Yeah, over there. Okay, that's where Mark might be.
Money. You can play fantasy football for money. This week, I'm in a $10 league, and the winner gets $1,500, plus you get a final ticket to the footballguys.com fantasy football draft in Las Vegas. So I want you guys to help me pick my guys. I kind of picked my guys, and I want you guys to tell me how they're going to be. So the quarterback I went with for $8,900, I went with RG3. Good or bad?
Hey, that's good. I've been riding RG3's arm all season. I mean, the dude is nothing but money.
And his feet. You can't miss that. For running back, I went against the Seattle Seahawks. Oh no, against St. Louis Rams, I went Marshawn Lynch. I think he's gonna have a pretty good day today. What do you guys think?
Marshawn Lynch has shown, you know, these 3 weeks, he's not putting up, you know, 300-400 yards a game, but he is consistent. He's going to get you your points that you need. Marshawn Lynch is a solid guy also.
There we go. And also, I'll just break down my whole roster for you. I went RG3, Marshawn Lynch, LeSean McCoy against the Giants, Brandon Lloyd, Danny Amendola, Dwayne Bowe, Tony Gonzalez, Seabass, and the Seattle Seahawks defense. So, what should I not have in that area? Who should not be in this list?
I don't know. It sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good.
There you go. So I'm gonna go ahead and, like I said, this is for a $1,500 prize. And the first 20, the top 20 get prizes on here. So there it is. I'm going to go ahead and push enter. I'm officially entered into this league. I'll let you guys know how it went. If you want to get in there, if you want to play for money, if you're a fantasy football guru, like my man Brian is, I want my man Brian to get in there. Go to soulkitchenradio.com, hit that fanduel.com. And the FanDuel.com thing in there and play for money every week. And you get paid out on Tuesday, so it's great.
A lot of dollars, man.
Let's do that. There we go. You know, now it's time for us to get into we're going to call my mom. Well, no, let's get into starts. Let's go around the horn. Lou, your starts for this week.
Let's go up to starts.
Yeah.
My starts this week, Doug Martin, Michael the Burner Turner, and another one of my guys from good old Rocky Top, Arian Foster. You got to start those three this week. I went three running backs, Doug Martin, Michael the Burner Turner, and Arian Foster.
All right, there it goes. Teddy, what's your starts this week? Who you got?
I think Aaron Rodgers is going to go out there and light it up after that debacle on Monday night. And then who else? So DeMarco Murray is going to have a big game Monday night. I'm looking for a lot of things on him. But are we doing sits too?
Yeah, go ahead. You get into it. Well, do your sits in a second. Go ahead, Mike. Go to you.
Well, I'm starting Robert Griffin III as my quarterback. He's got the most fantasy points so far, so I got to go with that. Kelvin Johnson. Wes Walker, the guy that you traded, but one day will regret, because I think he's going to have a really good game. Ekwon Boldin already did really well playing this past Thursday. And then my running backs,
are Frank Gore and Ben Jarvis Green Ellis. They're nothing fancy, but definitely hard workers. And then my tight end, I did a little trading crew. I didn't really have much of a tight end because Aaron Hernandez got hurt. So I got Greg Olson, he'll be in there today.
Guy's going to run down his whole lineup. Okay.
Misha, it's simple, buddy. Start your three players. Come on. You're like Brandon.
Didn't we go through this last week with Misha?
We did. did you happen to start today? Okay.
I can't help it, man. I'm just really proud. I'm just really that proud.
He's still asleep listening to
Mike.
And then I'm going to lose my tight end. This is what I'm going to do. Go ahead, Brian.
Okay, guys, this is what I'm going to start today. I'm going to go with Ryan Tannehill. Listen, the guy's going to go off. I think Dolphins win 24-17 today. He's going to have a rushing touchdown. He's going to throw for a touchdown. I'm going to be at the game, so, it's always the case. But I like Tannehill. I think Tashad Choice, I'm going to tell you right now, if Jackson gets hurt, Tashad Choice is going to be that lead feature back today. And Tashad Choice is a great pick. Georgia Tech, I think he's going to be a good start. And I'm going to go surprise tight end-wise. I think, Greg Stevens from Tennessee is going to get a couple of touchdowns today.
I've seen that.
It is
wow,
what
that's
it is.
Crazy.
But I'm
so,
calling
but, the
crazy draft
let me
right
say,
now.
Not only is Fred Jackson active for the game, but so is C.J. Spiller. So mm-hmm. There you go, Brian. You didn't do
what,
that homework right there.
You're
you got a timeshare in Buffalo.
This is what I'm doing with. My starters, I'm going to say go ahead and start Daniel Thomas because I think Daniel Thomas is going to be better than Lamar Miller today. If Reggie Bush, even if Reggie Bush plays, Daniel Thomas is going to get a lot of action. He has first touchdown. He had 69 yards on 19 carries last week. And then I'm going Andy Dalton over Matt Stafford today. Can I say that again? I'm going Andy Dalton over Matt Stafford today.
Big deal. Matthew Stafford's overrated. He's been garbage and came out of Georgia.
Yeah, so I'm going.
INT guy.
And then I'm staying
kind
with.
Got to cut his hair.
And then I'm staying with the guy that I said last week.
Your Northern Cal's number?
He was my waiver flavor last week, and I played him. He didn't get in the end zone, but he was the first one to pat the guy in the back when he caught the touchdown, which pissed me off. But Brandon Myers from the Oakland Raiders. He went out with a concussion at the end of the game, but he's been practicing all week. I think when they go up to Denver today, they're gonna need somebody right in the middle. Carson Palmer's gonna find this guy. He's like another Zach Miller. And yeah, I'm playing in your league. I'm in all kinds of. I'm in six different leagues, Brian. So and then I'm sitting. I'm definitely gonna say everybody out there. If you got Dante Rosario and you went on the San Diego tight end, wow, this guy got three touchdowns in week two. He's done nothing in week one or week three. Sit Dante Rosario. Sit Kevin Smith if you got him because Mikel LeShore and Joe Keith Hill are going to be playing. And then also I would say sit Tashard Choice because Fred Jackson and C.J. Spiller are be playing today. Oh, FanDuel League. I'm in the FanDuel League. I'm just in the $10. I'm in the All-Star $10 league. Got to sit $10 league All-Star. FantasyFootballPros.com. There it is. So let's go to sits. Who you sitting, Lou?
My sits, the boy from Santa Claus, Indiana, Jay Cutler. He hasn't been doing good this season. The Dallas Cowboy defense statistically is number one against the pass. Jay Cutler needs to sit. Also, I'm going to sit the Saints defense. They're the league's worst defense, hands down. They have a brutal matchup on the road in Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers is going to look to avenge that horrible debacle down from Monday night. And also, too, I took your advice. I'm going to sit my boy, Tony Romo. Tony Romo will not start for me this week. Andy Dalton is going to be my starter this week in my other ESPN league. Tony Romo is going to sit the Saints and Jay Cutler.
All right, let's go down. Who you sitting, Timmy? Timmy.
Timmy.
Yeah, you man. Yeah. Eddie. Eddie, I call him Jimmy.
Where they at?
Definitely Reggie Bush. His knee's probably not right yet, just this week. And I said another one here. I don't know, I'm drawing a blank right now. I had one other one, I can't remember it. Can you come back to me in a minute?
Go ahead. Let's go, Mike. Who you got? Who you sitting today? Not your whole league, just who do you think should not play today?
Well, I don't think, man, I don't know. Maybe I'm just so anti-Peyton Manning, but I used to have Peyton Manning in my starter for a little bit, but I've been sitting him for a while. So you got Peyton Manning. I know he, you know, it's a big name, but he's still just an old shell, you know. So I don't know. I would really not consider starting Peyton Manning today.
All right. There it is. And now what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and place that phone call to Rick's mom and find out what she thinks about this week. Who's going to be, while we're waiting on this phone call, who's going to be the surprise win this week, you guys? What do you think?
The Dolphins.
That was happening.
The Cowboys in prime time.
The Bills will upset the Patriots.
Hello?
Hey, Mom.
No, I think the Bills are going to win. What is that? It's a Buffalo, right?
Okay, here we go. Okay, so, Mom, welcome back. It's Soul Kitchen Radio, Fantasy Football. What we do every week, everybody, we get my mom on the phone, and she just picks crazy picks. She just picks them because they sound good. She knows nothing about football. Last week, Mom, you went 10 wins and 4 losses.
Oh, is that good or bad?
That's awesome. They still don't even know what's good or bad. So that's awesome.
You won a prize.
Okay, hello, everybody.
You won $5,000.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Just send them to me. I could use them.
Yeah.
There we go. Okay, say hi to everybody, Mom.
I said hi. I said hello, everybody. And I hope I picked the
hey,
right
Mom.
Team for you guys to win.
Hi, Francis.
Hi, yeah. How are you?
Hi.
Hi,
oh, the
everybody.
Other Francis.
I hope I picked the right guy.
That's other Francis.
You know. Oh, how many
Francis?
Mom. We got 2 Francis on the phone.
Oh, okay. Well, hi to you, Francis, too.
Hello.
Okay, so let's get started, Mom. San Francisco
okay.
Giants. San Francisco Giants at the Oakland A's.
Go Giants.
Sorry, no. No, San Francisco Giants. Mom, hold on.
The Oakland A's, I guess, or what? I don't know.
That's a good pick right there.
Now, is that football or baseball or
basketball?
I don't know.
I threw a curveball at you. I was just kidding. Say hi to little Rick. He's right here next to me.
Teddy's mom.
Hi, Ricky.
Hey.
Hi, Ricky.
Teddy's mom.
So San Francisco 49ers or the New York Jets?
Of course the 49ers. I heard they lost their game last week or something.
They sure did. Okay.
Because that's what Ernie told me, yeah.
Seattle Seahawks or St. Louis Rams?
Seahawks.
Okay, the Seahawks.
Okay.
Whoever those are.
Okay. About Carolina Panthers or Atlanta Falcons?
Yeah. The Falcons?
Yeah.
Win that one.
Okay. Okay, and Rick's here helping you out, Mom. So, Minnesota Vikings or Detroit Lions?
The Lions.
Wow, you guys are thinking on the same level. San Diego Chargers or Kansas City Chiefs?
The Chiefs?
Chiefs?
I mean, I don't know.
What do you think, Rick?
I said the Chiefs.
Okay, Tennessee Titans or Houston Texans?
Texas.
Houston.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, Houston, that's Texas, I know that.
So, New England Patriots or Buffalo Bills?
Buffalo.
The Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo Bills, all right. Ooh, that's another one. That's another hit on you. That's 2 weeks in a row we're going after you, Misha. So, Mom,
the last two, we should have won, so.
There you go. Okay, Cincinnati Bengals or Jacksonville Jaguars?
Jacksonville.
I'll say the Jacksonville Bengals or whatever that is.
Jacksonville. No, Cincinnati or Jacksonville, Mom.
Cincinnati, is that in Ohio? Where's Cincinnati at?
Ohio.
Huh?
Cincinnati's in Ohio.
Well, I'll take the Ohio one. Okay. You have an aunt there, whether you like it or not. I know she lives in Ohio.
Okay, great. Oakland.
You don't know her, but I know you have relatives there.
Okay, Oakland or Denver?
Oakland.
Oakland.
Okay, of course. Here we go. Miami or Arizona?
Miami.
Washington or Tampa Bay? Washington Redskins, Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay. All right. So here we go. New Orleans Saints or Green Bay Packers? It's a tough one.
The New Orleans.
New Orleans. What you go with? Green Bay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, isn't New Orleans over there in Louisiana?
Yes, it is.
Well, that's what I thought.
In Monday Night Football, Mom, the New York Giants or the Philadelphia Eagles?
The Giants, I guess.
New York Giants. Okay. There you go. So you and Rick pretty much have the same picks right now. No, that one's. And how about Cleveland Browns or Baltimore Ravens?
The Ravens, whatever those are.
Well, they actually won on Thursday night. That's good. So, Mom, we'll talk to you again next week. You went 10-4 last week. So, look, if you guys want to go, if you guys want to get good picks, listen to my mom every week right here on Soul Radio. And we'll talk to you later, Mom, all right?
Okay, honey. And okay, you guys have a nice football day, I guess, you know.
Okay.
Okay, right, bye-bye.
See you guys. We got 5 minutes till the game. Marcus Colston, Victor Cruz, or Jordy Nelson? Pick two. Fire, Lou. Which one? Which
Victor
two?
Victor Cruz, and Colston.
All right. What about you? I got Victor Cruz and Jordy Nelson. I'm not a big Colston fan. I go Victor Cruz and Jordy Nelson. That's just me. What about you, Teddy? What do you think about that one?
Cruz and Nelson. I think Colston still might have a bad foot or something wrong with him.
Something is definitely wrong with Marcus Colston. You got something right there, Misha, on that one?
You know, Nelson Cruz got some sweet moves, so I got to go with him.
You know, Marcus Colston he's only had four targets the last 2 weeks. You know, week two, four targets, one catch. No, three receptions, 49 yards against Carolina. Three receptions, 40 yards against Kansas City. I'm not a big Marcus Colston fan. I'll go Victor Cruz, Jordy Nelson all day over that. What do you think? What do you think, Brian? Victor Cruz, Marcus Colston, Jordy Nelson, pick two.
I think Marcus Colston and Jordy Nelson go off today. I think Colston's going to have a huge game. I think we one touchdown, 120 yards. I think this guy's got too much of a stud not to. And, I mean, it's the Packers. I'm not impressed with the Packers this year, you know, and I just think it's going to be a high-scoring game. So I think any Jordy Nelson and Colston are both good starts today because they're due. They're due.
Yeah, I'm with Jordy Nelson. I'm against Colston. Look, Jael Bay, next week, let us know what you did, man. I hate to say Sid Marcus Colston, but that's what I'm going to say. That's it. And remember this, guys. Remember this.
There will be one Super Bowl champ this year. That's it.
Welcome back to Fantasy Football on Soul Kitchen Radio.
All right, so it's time to play football, guys. It's time. We're out. We got 30 seconds left. Say your piece, everybody. Go ahead.
Guys.
The Dallas Cowboys will humble the Chicago Bears. Go Cowboys.
Nice.
The Miami Dolphins will upset the Arizona Cardinals. The Cardinals, the streak is due to come to an end. They're not going to go 4-0 going to St. Louis. I'm here. It's on Pizza Rich.
All right, Mike.
Yo.
Go ahead.
I hope we have a beautiful another week of football. I'm really excited. It's only 2 minutes away. I hope we all do really well in our fantasy football leagues, and I hope we all come out dancing, and I hope your mom's wrong about that Buffalo Patriots game.
All right. Teddy, last words.
Oh, I think Tony Romo's going to come out hot tomorrow night and just looking for blood, and they're going to tear right through Chicago. I'm looking for a big game.
All And me, I'm saying we're going up. We're going up to Denver. We're going to kick some ass, and it's going to be the Raider Nation. We're going 2-2, 500. We're going to get into the race for the AFC West. That's how we're doing it. Soul Kitchen Radio, we're out.